Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network, down to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Cattle producers, another superior chance to buy some great cattle coming Friday, February 13th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It starts 8 a.m. Central Time this Friday morning. 21,500 head to be offered, including 5,350 yearling steers, 2,100 yearling heifers, 8,300 weaned calves. If you'd like details about the lots that are going to be sold, you can call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing, too. Right now you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, why don't you kind of tell us how the week ended for those livestock futures?
Well, Dave, Friday, the cattle complex and lean hogs all closed with strong triple-digit gains. The cattle were higher on fund and technical buying, along with higher cash trade in our feed yards, as we did see some 162 cash being paid Friday. On the other hand, the feeder index has traded lower 18 of the past 20 sessions, and choice box beef has been lower 15 of the past 17 sessions. Back on Friday, choice box beef was down $2.10, select boxes down $1.58, total movement of 151 loads. The daily kill was 107,000 head Friday. The weekly kill, 544,000. The cash feeder index Friday was down 81 cents. Friday's close saw the April live cattle up to $3 limit. That will make us see expanded limits for live cattle today at $4.50. The March feeders were up $3.80, and April lean hogs up $3.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, let's talk about our grain futures a little bit. What about those grains at the end of the week?
Well, Dave, trading was mostly negative Friday for the grain and the soybean futures, but a late rally allowed the corn to close positive and the wheat on the mixed side. Now, for the week, we did see some positive upside for the week. It's been the first time in some time we've seen that. March soybeans gained 12 cents for the week, March corn gained 16 cents, and March KC wheat gained 21 cents last week. Now, over the weekend, Ag Rural has cut the Brazilian soybean production from 95 million metric tons to 91.9 million metric tons. Now, keep in mind, we will have a report from the USDA on Tuesday. We expect to see a slight reduction in production down there in South America. Now, trading overnight started positive for the grain complex and is currently on the mixed side with very good trading volume. March KC wheat here at 719 is down 2¾ cents. We're looking at March corn down a penny and a quarter. March soybeans are unchanged. March cotton down 30 points. The March crude oil is trading 90 cents higher. The March dollar index is up 15 cents. And the March Dow Jones futures 79 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Well, Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today and look forward to our visit again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.